morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, listening to this Morning Connection podcast. You know this is what you need to do. You need to dedicate this time to yourself. You need to block everything else out, and you need to invest this time just in you and your thoughts to make sure that you're constantly stimulating the thoughts, making sure that you're taking consistent and massive action towards what you really want in life and continually thinking about what it is that you really, really want. So you can work backwards and use all your time, energy, effort, talent, the people around you, your skills, everything to actually get to that place that you decided that you really want. And it isn't just a set and forget it thing. It's a continual process, just like working out in the gym. You got to think about it. You got to do a little bit every single day. And that's what you're doing with this Morning Connection podcast. Thank you for listening. I say this all the time. There are so many people that you can be listening to on the internet, a podcast, a blog, a website, a Facebook page, an Instagram, Twitter, right? There's so many people out there who are screaming at you, telling you that this is the right thing for you to do. Say, think, feel, whatever, entertain you, whatever it is, you're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I'm flattered by that. I take this role as your friend here. I take it really seriously, and I'm not going to let you down. So here we are, another day, Morning Connection podcast, number 81, 81 days in a row. How many of the 81 have you listened to? And if you joined this process somewhere, I don't know, in podcast number 32 or 41, have you gone back? Have you gone back and listened to the rest of the podcast here? Are you in that mode where, man, I can't get enough of this stuff because I know it's helping me out so much? You know, my wife came up with a great suggestion for me on how to help myself make my time and energy more effective and efficient and help you out at the same time. And she talked about, you know, during each podcast. So here we are at 81. There are at least 20 hours of me sharing this time with you, right? 20 hours at least. And there are so many little clips in there, whether they're 2 minutes or 5 minutes long, little gems all throughout these podcasts. And so, you know, she's the one who suggests, why don't you just get these little 2-3 minute clips? So that way you can continue to connect with everybody who loves this stuff and they can get it in more bite-sized pieces because many times people may not listen to a half hour, 40 minute podcast. No matter how much they should, it's tough to work that in sometimes, especially if you haven't made that a part of your daily discipline, right? But they can be on Facebook. Phones now, man, the smartphones are so great now, the quality of the sound. I mean, you can just click this and listen to a great clip for 3 minutes so you can get your daily dose, right? You can stay on top of your discipline. So that's a great idea. In the future, you'll see that. I'll probably go through all 100 Morning Connection podcasts and continue to give you your daily dose of thoughts, motivation, direction every single day. So let's go through our Morning Connection ritual. Well, before I do that, I just want to thank you so much for a couple of things. One, those of you who sent letters about how this Morning Connection podcast is helping you. What am I talking about? Letters, emails, right? If you look on my Facebook page, Skip LaCour, or facebook.com/SkipLaCourPage, facebook.com/SkipLaCourPage, if you're listening to this on iTunes or on bodybuilding.com. You'll see I posted a few of those. So keep those coming. I really appreciate that. It really helps me not only generate more enthusiasm to know that I'm on the right track, it also helps me come up, you know, with material. I know what's important to you. What are the things I should stress and have you think about even more as we go through our practice, our ritual, our daily discipline of this Morning Connection podcast. So thank you so much for the kind words. Thank you so much for stepping up and sending those emails. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplements and sports nutrition line. I mean, that's my business, right? When, like I said, when I set this microphone down, post this up to the, for the internet for you guys to chew on all day long or however you work it into your day, man, I get to work all day and into the night with Mass Machine Nutrition. And I tell you, I really appreciate your support there. I really appreciate your support. If you're new to this podcast, you're on iTunes, come over to skiplacour.com, click the links that say Mass Machine Nutrition. You'll see my entire product line, exactly what these supplements do for you. It's not just to build muscle, big muscles, lose a lot of body fat. It can help you do all those things. It can help you become healthy too, because we're more than just muscles, right? We're not just into our bodies. We want to be the best both inside and outside of the gym to become the total package, right? So this just isn't about bodybuilding. Although the speaker, the person who's doing this podcast, yes, I did dedicate a big portion of my life becoming an international 6-time national drug-free bodybuilding champion and writer. Yes, I did spend a lot of time. But for me, that's just excelling what I was put on this earth to do, what my passion was. But it's whatever passion you pick out, it's all about being the best you could be. That was mine, but I'm a lot more than that. And hopefully you can see that or hear that through these podcasts, right? So have a more healthy, more energetic approach to life. These supplements can help you out. Mass Machine Nutrition, go over to skiplacour.com. And of course, if you're on bodybuilding.com, you're just one click away from placing your order for Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you so much. Those of you who are into bodybuilding training, fitness, and you want to master it, you know, so many of you have invested in my Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course. And with all the little booster shots, the half-hour booster shots that come with it every single week. Thank you to those students. Big shout-out to the Results University students. I am sure you're seeing what a tremendous value you're getting out of your investment. I appreciate those comments. And if you do have any comments about your Results University, my Manformation course, any of these information products that have helped you, even my Mass Machine Nutrition products, send those letters in. Send those emails in to me. Because it's one thing me saying how great they are. It's a whole another thing you doing that too. Yeah, actually, I'm always on Facebook. I'm always looking to see who's great at what they do, right? And so I was on this particular Facebook page, and this page has like 100,000 likes, and this person is continually working their Facebook page. And one thing that person does is, you know how, like, if you look on my Facebook page yesterday, I put on like 4 or 5 comments that you sent to me, right? And so again, it's a lot better for the people who get value out of what I do, a podcast, Mass Machine Nutrition, Results University, or any of my information products. It's a lot more effective sometimes you guys telling everybody else how awesome it is, how helpful it is than me, right? So I was inspired by that. That person, I mean, it's almost like I want to, you know, unlike their page, because you know where I put 4 of them or so last night? They have like 4. That person puts like 4 every hour, it seems like. And so your whole page, I mean, they've definitely cornered the market on my page with all these testimonies over and over and over again. So, you know, maybe not that aggressive. Appreciate it. Hey, if it's working, I'm always looking for those who are masters at what they do, take a little page of that book. So no matter what it is, whether it's this Morning Connection podcast, whether it's my Results University, Manformation, my Mass Machine Nutrition Supplements, all the work that I do on bodybuilding.com, my articles on bodybuilding.com, my thread that I'm continually answering your questions, whatever it is, hey, send me those emails. I have a couple of just awesome fans, Keith Lane, big shout out to you. Adam up in Canada, big shout out to you. Miss Jules, Joy, a lot of big fans. I don't mean to be leaving, you know, anyone out, but always really supportive and have been for a long time. You know, continually giving me feedback on which direction to go, what's really resonating with them. I really appreciate all those comments. And so when, you know, they hear me, I am walking my talk, the things that I suggest to you, how to take your life to the next level to help you get what you really want, not what you want, what you really, 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 really want, right? I have to live it and breathe it too. And one thing that I continually have to ask myself, and I encourage you to do the same thing, is what you're doing right now the highest and best use of your time? Is it really getting to that thing in life that you've identified, that place that you said that you wanted to go? Or is it just making you feel good in the moment? And it's taking up a lot of time. It's taking up a lot of energy. Are there things that you can do that maybe aren't so fun? They're not so much of a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Maybe they're kind of fun, but kind of work too, that you can be spending your time and energy and focus on that can get you to where you really want to go, right? What is what you're doing right here, right now, the highest and best use of your time? You continually need to ask yourself that. And so, you know, they're loving these Morning Connection podcasts. They, you know, hear me talk about, you know, the time I invest first thing in the morning every single day now for 81 days, and they want me to keep it going. Right. And so I want to keep, I enjoy this, but I have to lead by example. Is it the highest and best use of my time? My business is Mass Machine Nutrition. I am not a shock jock. I am not a motivational speaker. Right. My business is Mass Machine Nutrition. How I evaluate if I am conducting my business properly, and my business is my avenue to make my life goals happen for my family and my family's family, right, is how well Mass Machine Nutrition does. It's an indirect, it's an unintended consequence or part of the process, right? Results versus the process. If I get up in the morning and I just, boom, pound out an awesome podcast, if I have you really think, if I make you feel good, more than make you feel good, I help you take action and feel better in your life, right? That's awesome. But that's part of my process. The result, or, you know, part of the result is to expand my business so I can take, you know, care of my family. Hey, that's just straight up, honest, transparent. That's how this works. So if I spend, a lot of my energy, what can I say today? What can I say to inspire them? You know, this podcast is really working out. You know, talk radio shows, you know, if you still listen to talk radio or podcasts, those things are an hour and a half, 3 hours. Why don't I expand this podcast to 3 hours? Believe it or not, you guys may or may not notice this. I probably could talk for 3 hours a day, right? Okay. And then I do more and more and more, and then maybe work on production, maybe advertise these podcasts. You see, I could make this the greatest podcast. Well, I could put a lot more energy, a lot more effort into these podcasts and have it go on every single day. Hell, I can have podcasts twice a day, right? But I have to ask myself, is that value that I'm providing, is it helping me in my business? Or is it just making you feel good? And you guys vote. You guys are voting on whether or not this works. And how do you help out with that? You do it by liking, so it shows up on your timeline. Other thing is, like, if I do this podcast and just say it says podcast number 81, and then you like it, every time somebody likes it, it kind of pops up higher on the page. People see what it's all about. You know, I'm doing everything I can to expand it, like doing a short clip. So, hey, that sounded cool, that little 2-minute clip, something I just thought about, you know, put it on the bottom, right? But you liking, you commenting, you sending me these emails so I can post it and you tell people how great it is. We expand the audience. So here I am. I get up every single morning using my bright-eyed and bushy-tailed attitude and time. I am talking to, you know, instead of hundreds of people, thousands of people. Right? Those are the things that you can expand. And then, of course, supporting Mass Machine Nutrition, information products that I have, Manformation, Results University, whatever it is, you know, take that leap. You know you need that stuff. You want to take that stuff. That's how all this works, right? So those are some things to kind of keep this going and make it a win-win situation for both of us, all right? But again, thank you for your support. We're making this work, and I appreciate everything that you're doing to help me out. And hopefully that's stimulating some thought on some very simple things that you can do if you are motivated and inspired enough to do. And again, I appreciate that. Yesterday was a really interesting day for me. You know, I have, over the years, I have had so many computers. And then, you know, you always think that one file, that's going to come in handy someday. So got all these hard drives all connected to my current computer with, I can go back years and years and years of every article that I've written, you know, all every photo, every picture, everything for years. And I was going through one that went back about 5 years. And I saw some conversations that I had where I was, you know, talking about my life, where I was, where I was going, my thoughts and actions, right? It was all recorded in an audio type of format, just like this, right? And I all day long I was processing that. I was listening, I downloaded it, and I was listening to it during my workout yesterday. Actually, I have about 10 of these sessions of where Skip LaCour was in his life and where he wanted to go, all his strengths and his weaknesses. And so I'm going to listen to those over the next few days. And I'm not quite sure, you know, how I feel about it. I'm still processing this, what this means to me. And because in one instance, I sound exactly the same way I do right now. So these were 5 years ago, right? And I think, wow, you know, I definitely had the same attitude, same drive, had all the talk and the jargon down, right? Which I guess was nice, but it made me think, well, what did I do with all that insight and all that knowledge and all that passion and direction? You know, how much have I evolved in 5 years? I don't know. Do you keep journals? I'm not sure if you record conversations and, you know, updates of where you're at, maybe like I did. But do you keep journals? I remember I did a journal. This is when I was going through all Tony Robbins courses, and I found them so helpful. And I was going through, like, this storage unit, and I went through a box. Now, this journal that I, because he's really into journaling, writing down your thoughts on a daily basis. And his saying is, if your life is worth living, it's worth journaling. And I remember I had all these hardcover journals, and I was writing about my life and my goals. And I remember this was a few years ago, found one in a storage unit, and I thought, you know, I am talking the same jargon. I'm talking the same thoughts, same goals, right? But I said, wow, did I really change that much? And that's how I felt when I listened to this audio recording of myself from 5 years ago. And I thought, wow, man, you know, change is two things. Change is a challenge. You know, we're so, maybe, well, I'll speak for myself. It seems as though I am so ingrained in thoughts that I had maybe since I was 5 years old, and they seem so natural to you, and you say you want to change, but there's so many things involved in the way you think when you want to, you know, change, right? So change is a challenge, or, you know, everybody just would decide on something and just become it, right? You know, think about your friends. Think about your friends that you've maybe known for 5 years. Have they really changed? Have they had events in their life that have significantly changed? Something they were talking about years ago, now they're in that place, they made it happen. So actual change is a challenge. It doesn't matter if you know all the great motivational speeches and all those type of things, right? So that was the first thing. And the second thing I realized is change is so gradual that you know, you pound away every single day. You pound these thoughts. You get up every single day. Some days are better than others where you're just ready to go at it. Some days you're kind of dragging. Some days you're thinking, yeah, I'm going to make this stuff happen. And then there's some days you're going, oh, just another day. Is this ever going to happen, right? You know that, what I'm talking about there. Well, believe it or not, I go through those same things all the time too. Because my first thought was, wow, you know what? This is like when I found that journal a few years ago. A lot of talk, not big changes, right? But then I really thought about it. Let's look back to that one journal I found years ago. I mean, at that time, I was still working at the grocery store, right? Which I worked like for 15 years, you know, up the ladder and had a lot of responsibility that I earned through many promotions. I had stability and benefits and those things. And at the time that I read it, I was long past it. I quit the corporate world. I quit having a job and I wanted to become an entrepreneur. And, you know, along with that came a lot of responsibilities, challenges, stress. But, you know, the reason why I'm talking to you today, why I can get up at 5:30 in the morning and deliver a podcast, you know, and have, you know, all of this insight that I am sharing with you is because I've been able to focus on this because I didn't have that job, right? Not to mention, you know, from the time I wrote that journal, I became a many-time national champion bodybuilder. I wrote many articles, you know. You're listening to me now because of everything that I did. So that was a major change. Sure, I had the big house, the home, the wife, the kids, all those type of things on there. Those things, I'm going, did I inch towards all that, right, in all that time period? But I did make significant changes. But did it happen as fast or as directed or as focused as, you know, I would have wanted it, right? And so when I listened to this recording from 5 years ago, God, same type of talk, same type of goals. The goals never really changed. Maybe they got more clear, right? But then I thought to myself, wow, you know, how much did I change? And I thought, wait a second, you know, when a loving, committed, picked the great wife and partner, right? Whereas before I was just a bachelor traveling around the world, girlfriend after girlfriend, you know, not really worrying about any deep intimacy, just having fun, always saying, you know, that I wanted to settle down and find the right girl. But really, I mean, come on, it's easy to look back on now. Hell, the choices I made, the time that I invested, the time that I didn't invest, well, that's what I really wanted. It wouldn't have taken that long, right? I can see that now. And I'm in this situation. That sets up a foundation. It got a beautiful, you know, set up family, you know, love, connection, all the things that I said that I wanted way back then, not just from 5 years ago with that audio file, but really way back when, that must have been like 15 years ago, the written journal, the Tony Robbins written journal. And then I think, well, that may seem like a little thing, but that was a lot of thoughts and changes and decisions that put me here. And then this, it's really the foundation that I've been needing for a long time, the stability that I needed. Now, this isn't maybe true for a lot of people. I mean, there are plenty of successful people that have nobody, no family, no life, you know, however they work it out. That works for them. What I realized is this was my foundation, that I can achieve a certain level of success by myself. But for me, this was the foundation that I needed. And, you know, I guess if I could go back in time and I saw how this all worked for me, I should have maybe done this, you know, sooner. But I wasn't at that place. I didn't see its value. I wouldn't have appreciated as much as I appreciate every single day that I have with my family now. I wouldn't have appreciated to this level if I would have taken a different route. So I understand all that part about it. And, you know, one thing that for me, you know, this whole, I don't know how much you guys know about this whole bodybuilding and training lifestyle, especially now with Facebook and Instagram, it's easy to give the impression that, you're a bodybuilder and you're on top of the world, and hey, look at my life and see how amazing it is, right? And you see these great physiques, they show themselves in the gym, they're always posting their food or their adventures or whatever. Let me just tell you something, you know, bodybuilding, the lifestyle that most bodybuilders or really intense fitness people, competitors, the lifestyle that they live, especially the ones who really went for it, they quit their job and their security to go for their dreams, and now they're personal trainers or whatever, right? Man, the quality of life that's behind the scenes, they are making a big sacrifice to become that physique star, that bodybuilder, whatever. I don't care what you guys see on Facebook or what they're portraying. You know, it definitely is not what they see. All these times people say they've got, you know, they're sponsored by this company or they're proud to announce this deal or whatever. I'm telling you, it is nothing, right? And just think about it. You know, we talk about, you know, the benefits, let's just say monetarily, from bodybuilding and training, right? Well, it's just like any other business. It's supply and demand, right? Supply and demand. So if there are millions and millions of people around the world who just love to be fit, who made it a part of their identity, they do it for free. Nobody starts off, well, I'm going to go to a gym, I'm going to get in great shape, but I'm not going to start until somebody sponsors me or I make some money. Nobody. There isn't one person probably on the planet who, before they got in shape, they did it because they were getting paid. All right? And so you've got a whole world full of people who get in awesome shape, that look good, that spend the time, energy, effort. It's part of their identity. So the world is flooded with people who look awesome. You can take any one of them. Sure, some physiques are better than others, but you can take any one of them and put them in your ad, and they're way better than the people who buy your supplements. So basic supply and demand, gigantic supply, right? So you, very few people can demand any money at all. So everybody you see doing this, they're basically doing it for free. Right? I don't care what type of facade they're putting up. Nobody's getting real rich in this fitness industry. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. Very, very, very few. Okay, some are. Yes, definitely some are. And so my point is, you know, all of those other goals, why I was becoming this champion bodybuilder, writer, personality, you know, I was paying for it by not investing in that area. Because, again, supply and demand. I was able to get paid for my efforts from like 5 years in. I was with three major supplement companies, not to mention, you know, my articles in the magazines. But I'm not going to bullshit you. It didn't make me some rich man. All it did was give me the ability to focus so I didn't have to go to a full-time job so I can put my energy into becoming this bodybuilder. So, you know, don't believe the facade that you may see on Facebook or whatever. And that's maybe something for you guys to think about. You know, if you do see this whole fitness thing and you think, man, you want to quit your job and do it. I'm not saying it's impossible. I would never, look, I have been able to make it work, but I'm just telling you, you're one of the few. You have to have a real plan. You have to know what you're getting into. Not saying it's impossible, right? But it's just something to think about. Just remember, all business is based on supply and demand. And just think about maybe you think there's only two or three very good bodies in your gym. We'll multiply that by all the cities in your state, all the cities in your country, and then all the countries in the world, right? A lot of people with great physiques. So anyway, getting back to this recording, so I thought, you know, the point that I was making was, one of the things that I kept on saying was, okay, when I'm done with this whole bodybuilding thing, right, that takes so much energy and effort and sucks your emotions and energy dry at the level to really stand out, to become one of the million that people even want to hear from and listen to, and again, pre-Facebook or Instagram too, right, I always said to myself, I need to have a job, a career, a business that's, you know, not just this bodybuilding stuff. Right? I have to do this bodybuilding, the image that I create, all the articles that I write. See, I would have been very conscious of my image, not taking drugs. I was thinking ahead, you know, what how much credibility would I have if I say, hey, you know, take these supplements and I used to take steroids? I was conscious of that a long, long time ago, right? Every article was setting up for my image and credibility. And not only just went into how hard I trained and how hard I worked, but also all the things that I didn't do, I didn't say, right? Okay. But the thing was, back then, it was need to have a hardworking career that is going to be an extension of my bodybuilding, but isn't going to be bodybuilding. And like I said, I talk a lot of bodybuilding and training. That's how we connect. But man, this job of Mass Machine Nutrition, if you knew what it takes over here, you know, maybe I'm going to have to shoot a video or bring you over to this side so you get it. But it's not what you appear. Really, my muscles, you know, really have nothing to do with making how this works, right? Maybe on the front end of the advertising, right? So I knew I had to get into a whole different skill set. So, you know, basically, I was talking way back when, 15 years ago in that journal, and then 5 years ago. But yeah, got to start this business and this and that. A lot of talking, and that's another thing. So I look back, you know, the family, the foundation, the great relationship, my daughter, you know, these type of things. But also the business. Those things are two huge things that I was able to have the mindset and the actions to step into. Now, here we go, taking those two things to higher and higher levels, right? But those were huge things I talked about for years, from 15 years ago to 5 years ago, and now, you know, I'm in that place. So, again, I'm still higher and higher levels, right? But those were huge things I talked about for years, from 15 years ago to 5 years ago, and now, you know, I'm in that place. So, again, I'm still processing, because I sounded so much the same 5 years ago that I do now, is about change, about life, how fast it goes by. Those 5 years, I just couldn't believe it went, how fast it went. And then how do I change? How did I change? Did I change enough? Can I, now that I have this foundation, can I speed things up even further? Are things going to go into overdrive now that I have a foundation? You know, these are the thoughts I'm selling myself on, right? That, you know, it's kind of like, I used this analogy before, like the old parable or story, the guy hitting the rock, right? And then finally hits that big boulder, that rock. And in one swing, the whole thing is demolished. And so the question is, did that one swing do it? Or did all those hundreds of swings put all these little tiny cracks throughout the boulder? So when that final hit came, you know, it wasn't the one, it was the many all combined. And so, you know, that's how I'm looking at this. So, I don't know. I mean, one thing that my wife and I are going to do, and this is something, ironically, that I talked about before I found this 5-year recording, you know, on one of my old computers, and maybe this was in the back of my mind without me realizing it. You know, my wife, we're going to talk about where we are, what we want, where we've come from. We're going to record it, you know, kind of like this podcast, this type of recording, and put it on the computer. So like every year we can see, you know, how far we've come, what were our thoughts and our actions. So I'm going to do that here in the next couple of days. And, you know, maybe that's something, if you don't journal, maybe something maybe easier just to record, put on your computer, date it. You know, life is about tracking, monitoring, assessing. And there's one thing that I'll take out of this whole experience, again, as I'm processing, you know, all these thoughts from, you know, brings up the thoughts from 15 years ago from that journal. It brings up the thoughts from 5 years ago from that audio recording to today. Is that, man, time is precious. You can either get up every single day and know exactly where you want to go and do a little bit every single day, or let that day go by. Let that month go by before you know it. You're letting 6 months go by or a year go by. And then you wonder why your life hasn't changed. It goes back to, you know, what I talk about really focusing on what you want. And I, you know, I'm spinning this story to empower me is that once, you know, the things that were important to me that I struggled with, intimacy, connection, you know, that not relying on myself, starting to trust other people at a deeper level, you know, those, like I said, over and over again, those are the keys to life. Those were definitely my the foundation that I need to actually grow. Now that I have those set and I will continue to nurture those and work on those and focus those, man, now I'm going to swing that axe and all those other things that I say that I want, right? Those things are going to happen at a faster rate, or at least that's the narrative, right? That's the story that I'm going to make happen. Hey, tell me if any of this means anything to you. Do you get some ideas? Did you get some thoughts? Do you have similar experiences? Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. As I ramble here on this Morning Connection podcast, I wonder how much value this is presenting you. So before I sign off for this morning's connection, let's go through our ritual. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed you? Even with all your standards, whether you consider them high, low, or somebody somewhere in between, there was something that you really didn't want to do, you know you should have did, you felt lazy, or you felt uncertain, but you just stepped up. If I think it, I must do it, and you did it anyway. And you look back, wow, I stretched myself a little. What was that for you yesterday? All right, did you think about that when you were doing it because you listened to this Morning Connection podcast every single day? And then what was that cool, cool moment that you thought, wow, life is great. You know, here's one moment in time that I really appreciate. Life is cool, this cool moment. You know, for me, it seems like, you know, my cool moments are always the same thing. It's my little baby daughter, Brooklyn. You know, whether I'm feeding her or holding her, man, she locks those blue eyes onto me. And man, this little girl is intense. I don't know where she gets that from, right? Man, she's just looking at you with those blue eyes, just locking in, you know, but I don't know. To me, that always gets me. That's has been my cool moment many times since we've been doing this. And then what's that thing in life that you really want? You really, really want. And again, if you take all these thoughts and actions, you listen to these Morning Connection podcasts, it stimulated thoughts, you took notes, you take an action. You know, you go back and listen to them all over again, right? Because you're just so filled with this. And so you know what you need to do. You build the trust in yourself. You build the trust in other people. You take risks. You take actions, right? You are unstoppable with everything that you know is inside of you. And you did that for a week. You did that for a month. You did that for 3 months. You did that for 6 months. You've got this incredible streak going. You did it for 3 years. You became this new you who took action every single day, right? If you did a recording, man, there who you used to be, and now it's 3 years later, you're on fire, right? What would that all produce for you? What would be that thing that all that would produce for you, what you really want? Stop for a moment. Right? And whether it's something new from when we've done this before, or it's the same thing and now the picture is getting more clear, do that now. Have that picture in your mind. You know, stop for a moment and do that. Good, clear picture. The color, crisp color. Is it daytime? Are you inside? What's the lighting like? What's the color? Is it really technicolor and bright? Is it close to you? Are there people in it? Are you looking at it? The vision, or are you seeing yourself in it? Are your loved ones there too? What's the sounds like? Is the TV going on in the background? Is there music? Is there the wilderness? What picture are you creating? Get clear on it and feel it in your body. You know, if you're in a place and it's a little chilly outside because wherever you're, that thing that you really want is outside, are you feeling the coolness, the briskness in your body while you're visioning it? Right? Get really clear. Your mind will go towards that a little bit every single day, the more clear that you can make it. I kind of did that. I went out on the road, and something I talked about, I took a picture of that thing that I really, really want, right? And now it's on our dream board, right? Big, big picture of it, right? And again, it's part of the reason why I finally took action to do that instead of just thinking about it is because of this daily discipline, less talking about it. You know, I know there's a lot of value, whether you realize it or not, by listening to this Morning Connection podcast every day. All right, so that's going to do it for this morning podcast. You know what's interesting? Every single morning I get up, and two things are interesting. One is I don't have this nervousness of what I'm going to necessarily talk about during this Morning Connection podcast. Again, here we are at 81 days, right? I don't know what I'm going to talk about, but I don't have this nervousness about it. And then the other thing that's kind of surprising, every single day I think this will be a 10-minute podcast, get on with my day, got a lot of things going on, and end up talking for 35, 45 or more minutes. All right, so that's our morning connection for this morning. Have a great day, and we will connect again tomorrow. Hey, thanks for supporting Mass Machine Nutrition. Thank you for supporting my information products, Manformation, and Results University. And thanks for your email comments that I can post for everybody to see. Have a great day.